This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
So from 2nd and 15, the Niners get a first down at the 30-yard line. Debo yet to touch it. McCaffrey only goes down and only for the hurt there. He went down right away and he is heading off. Something was wrong right from the jump with Christian.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Mike Tirico, NBC Sports. That play occurred in the second quarter. Christian McCaffrey hurt. He's subsequently been placed on the injured list with a PCL. He'll be out at least 4 weeks. Let's welcome in Dibs and Willard.
Welcome back.
How are you guys
boys.
Doing?
Missed you. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I hope it was fruitful. And filling.
That was great.
Yeah, definitely filling.
Yeah.
For sure. Fruitful. Yeah, why not? But it ended on a bit of a sour note with last night's, was that last night?
That was last night.
Like it was like 3 days ago.
That was last night.
That thing was.
In the snow.
Man, fun to watch. Yeah. Snow game.
Not really.
But fun to watch a snow game.
Yes, it was different. It was different. It's a different look.
Early, it was fun.
I wouldn't have used the word fun.
It was a snow game for the Niners.
Yeah, yeah. There, things happened that we don't always get to see. So from that perspective, it was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Goo, run him through the gauntlet.
No, I'm not. I missed him, and I want to start from last week, if you guys allow me. Fred Warner came out and said he was playing with a fractured ankle, and I just saw Gladiator 2, one of the greatest movies ever. I said, wow, what a gladiator. But now I'm back here. It's my thought. I'm just wondering, he's so great, guys. Why should he continue to play? And I know he's got a job. He's a Warrior. But, Willard, the more I think about this and where this season is going, I'm like, is that the best thing? Even though you can't make it worse. But should he be playing?
Well, but I mean, you're sort of throwing in your question. You're throwing in what I think my answers would be. What? So let me throw it back to you. What is it you're worried about happening?
His future and him making it worse.
It's a broken bone.
All right.
It's a broken bone. Yeah, like
ankle can get more fractured. It can get fractured.
I mean,
and then he gets surgery.
Right,
and he
needs surgery in the offseason.
I don't remember a guy playing his position like with a fractured ankle still, and not himself. I'm like, take him off the field, even if he said he can play. For what? He don't even look like himself. So what are we doing?
Well,
why allow that to happen? That is negligence to me.
I was listening to the station.
Stuff in a fractured ankle dips.
He had a broken fib. Andre Reed, he was on the station this last week. I was off, and he played with two broken bones, and it was like, it was nothing. So if he thinks he can play, and he's still a good player, he's not DPOY Fred Warner, but he still is one of your best defensive players on a team desperate for defense. So if he wants to play, and the thing you got me with is where the season's going. We don't know yet where it's going. We all seem to think we know based on what we've seen, but there is still a chance that this season could go in a different direction. And that's, I think, what they're probably thinking too. I don't think you go in that locker room and they're looking at 5-7 and thinking, well, we should all just shut it down.
No, and that's why I think when you guys were gone last week, did you find it odd that he said, I've been taking a shot every week? I think he was sending them a subliminal message to some guys like, hey, if I'm taking a shot every damn week to play, hello? Because, you know, there were some iffies.
Yeah, but I don't think that he was sending that message. I think that he was just sending the message of, look, this is not an excuse, but a reason. And we talked last week about
for his individual play.
Yeah, right. Reasons versus excuses. A lot of things can be either or, but I don't think Fred's using it as an excuse. He's just putting it out there that this is the reality. He has a fractured ankle, and he's playing, and he's not playing as well. So, see you next week.
Who is it you want in there?
It's not about who. It's about I don't want to ruin a guy that's part of my future in the bounce back season next year. If, especially with the Niners, we saw McCaffrey. We don't know the extent. Looks like he may not come back. But you know, Willard, I'm just trying to err on the side of caution, especially when the golden goose is not the golden goose out there. It's like, what are we really doing?
Well, again,
that's all. I don't have a name for you.
No, but I don't know what you're risking. You know what I mean? Mm. I understand where you're coming from, but I think that from an emotional standpoint, this is now what we like to do when we get sort of pinned in the corner, which the 49ers certainly are. This has been an absolute crap season. We could all list 50 reasons as to why. There's unbelievable stuff going on. You know, I'll start with, like, Ricky Pearsall, Charvarius Ward, and Trent Williams. I don't even know how to wrap my head around the personal stuff that these guys have gone through this year.
And then
there's all the stuff that is self-inflicted from the way contracts were handled, both by the team, by the players, where everybody's heads were at. We could go through all of it. But when we get pinned in a corner and when we get frustrated, we want to come out and go, shut it down. Well, why? You have to have a reason for that. It can't just be because I'm mad, so shut it down. Like, I personally, like Dibs just said, you can call this crazy all you want. I'd like to see if 13 days from now they're 7-7. I'd like to know that. Yeah.
But
if
you can call player me, you can... A. Willard playing on a fractured ankle, it's not shut them down, it's him.
But why?
I don't get it.
But why?
Because
to do what? You're not going to preserve anything.
But that,
not...
now you're saying you're a doctor.
No, I'm not.
What if we find out at the end he made it worse?
I imagine that the doctors have looked at it and said, you can play through this. Right. It's a pain tolerance issue.
We agree to disagree. I get it. I just feel like player A, linebacker, who's doesn't look like a shell of himself, why did he have to come out and say that he had a broken ankle if you didn't share that from the beginning? Because you probably thought you'd play better.
If I've got a better option, then okay. Or even if I've got, there's this young kid. I'd like to see him grow. Nobody even knows who the hell would back Fred up. So, like, I know, I get it. I totally get how frustrating this whole thing has been. The Niners do not want to shut their season down today. They don't want to do that, and they shouldn't. They shouldn't.
I'm not saying they should.
I think a lot of people are, but they're doing it in like death by paper cut sort of ways. You know, toss this guy out, forget this, let him sit, let's see what blank can do. I'm with Dibs. I'm not there yet.
Well, and the point that I would make is that you're already doing that. So let's see what Garendo can do. Well, okay, you're going to, because the two guys ahead of him are on IR. And let's see what these young secondary players are. Oh, they've been playing for a month now. So you're already doing what people want you to do. And if you start to pick and choose, like, we're going to bubble wrap Debo, but George, you have to play, or we're going to bubble wrap George and Debo, you play. What message does that send to the veterans in the locker room where we're picking and choosing who gets the bubble wrap and who has to go out there and gut it out? Because even if you rest a guy, he gets paid. So, you know, if you're 5-10 and you're deciding to bubble wrap some but not others, that to me is how you lose a locker room.
I would imagine Fred he's got a voice in this too. And I get what you're saying today, with save the guy from himself. But again, like I don't know. I got to think that a football team in this situation, and Goo, to your point, we may get that breaking news tomorrow. We may get that. Fred's out for the year. That may happen.
Or in 13 days, if they're 5-9, now we're having different discussions about things like that.
If they're eliminated, yeah.
And my last thing, Stoney and I discussed it. Why did he feel compelled last week to
it's a good question.
I think he was not for his play. We get it. Now that you shared it with us, but it was to the locker room. Like, if I'm taking a shot every damn week, some others could too. Who that is, I don't know.
Who would that be? 97, Nick Bosa with the double oblique?
I got a hard time with that. Like that idea, that's very rare.
I'm just wondering where that would be pointed.
No, that's my point. Yeah. Like, I don't think guys do in football. I don't think it happens, but I don't think there's a I'm going to tell everybody I'm injured so I can send a message that everybody who's injured should play. Because that, like,
when Stoney was saying, they probably already knew he was hurt. His teammates.
Of course they knew. Yeah. Right.
Well, and we all knew it. Of course. It was listed as a sprained ankle, like in week two or week three. It's like, ooh, he rolled his ankle.
Yeah, but he almost missed a game.
Right.
He almost missed the next game.
Almost. And yet he played. It's because different players with different injuries and different tolerances, you can go out there and you can do it. I would bet, Goo, if they do slide to 5-9 or 5-10 and they are eliminated, now you tap a guy in the shoulder and say, I know you like, you're proud of the fact that you play every game, but let's go ahead and sit this one out. Because I don't know how many games he's missed in his career. Only a couple, like two maybe.
Very few.
Let me take a look. Fred Warner.
Yeah.
Outside
the last three games?
I'd say outside.
16, 17, 17, 12. When did they go to a 17-game season?
So wait, he's never missed a game?
Unless they went to a 17-game season in 2021.
Is that Kevon Looney? He never missed a game?
Looney, dog.
Played 110 games, got 110 starts.
Did he play in the stupid Ram game last year? He played in that one?
He must have, yeah, because he played 17 last year.
That's wild. It must mean something to him.
Right.
Because why the hell did he play in that? Right. Nobody played in that.
Do you guys remember offhand when they went to a 17-game
season? In 2021, they played 17 games, yeah. So he missed one game in 2021.
Thank you,
okay, so that's what I was wondering.
Slacker.
One game he's missed over the course of his career.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
I don't know.
No doubt.
I'm fully aware of how myopic this may sound, but I do want to see if they're 7-7 in 2 weeks. And, Goo, I'd like to ask you if we're going to do the math works for the Giants. Why can't we do that for the Niners?
I'm the guy. It's still there.
The math works.
Yeah.
The math works.
But the injuries take on the Guru computer, they're piling up, man.
Of course. No, it's an absurd thought that they can run the table. Yeah. But to me, go week by week.
What?
And by the way, there's also all kinds of wonderful information that you get if you do play it that way. You guys have had and everybody has had a healthy Brock Purdy conversation today, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see these five games. Let's see it. Let's see what it looks like. You're going to want to know what that all looks like once you get to the end of the season and figure out what you're going to do. And then here's the big thing I'd like to remind everybody today. You don't have to sign him this offseason.
No, and that's what
you don't have to do a damn thing.
That's the leader of the club.
And I would. I get it.
I was 60 mil.
So was I. I've been the whole time. But you don't have to do anything.
And because you don't have to, that brings the price down, especially if he continues to go like this, which is, he looks like a regular good quarterback now.
Right.
He doesn't look like a guy.
He was pitching a perfect game. Let's keep it real.
Seriously, yeah, okay. He was looking like he was on track to be one of the best to ever play.
I'm not trying to excuse yesterday. Ball squirting out of his hand and all this stupid stuff.
Issues.
But yesterday, that is an odd day for us to suddenly be like, let's figure out if we like our quarterback.
Right. No doubt.
It's driving snowstorm.
It makes you have big quarterback envy.
Sure. And if you're
quarterback energy.
If your take coming out of last night is he's not Josh Allen, you win. Right. You win. He's not.
It would be great to be able to have one of those guys in such a situation.
Well, it'd be great to have Purdy and then a backup like Josh Allen.
That'd be awesome.
Play in the conditions.
Awesome. Bring in the snow guy.
That's right.
Here he listening comes.
To 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
I'm just going to say this, and maybe I'm not speaking for the group, but I'm officially, in light of the Trent Williams news, I think we can all back away from the idea of miss camp and everything else that that took place.
Thoughts and prayers.
Totally. Man. And the more I was reading about exactly what happened, they were going to have twins, and the first one died in utero halfway through. And then they found out the other one had trisomy 13,
oh, man,
which is a guaranteed death sentence.
Oh, man.
90% of babies don't make it a year. So she's carrying this baby knowing full well that, you know, the odds are stacked against them. And then the tragedy happens when you actually give birth. So I just want to, you know, retroactively or give as much grace to Trent on his whole season. And I know that he is getting older and the holdout didn't help. And the O-line in general hasn't been as good. But my God, what they have gone through as a family and, you know, knowing
man.
That this whole thing was, you know, a possible way. And I don't know if you've read what his wife has written on social media.
No, not yet.
The amount of class and grace and just heavenly presence and the way she is able to look at it and be so thankful for those moments that she actually did have.
Oh, man.
You know, the bonding. And she talks at length about, you know, the positive part of the experience for her. It just inspired me today.
Well, and I'm glad you shared that. That's very, very well said. And then do the math and go backwards and now think about what was going on in July and August for this family. And, you know, listen, nobody needs to feel guilty or whatever. We know what we know. And I think it's important to just always remind ourselves that there's a lot that we don't know.
Yeah.
And so we have our opinions when we have them with the information that we have. But I do think that sometimes we got to look at those situations and just at least leave a little bit of space for, I wonder what's going on. You know what I mean? Like go back to Wiggins or whatever.
Back to Wiggins.
I wonder what's going on there. I knew all along Trent wasn't missing games and we can certainly look at it and go, yeah, but that's still not ideal. Well, you're right.
Yeah.
It's not ideal, and now we've got a window into why everybody selected not ideal, because there was no ideal.
Yep.
Well said, guys.
So we've been trying to figure out all the things that are not going well for the Niners. And
your list was awesome. And the word you used was comprehensive, and it is comprehensive.
But who Ryan here to talk about insurance?
I said, I don't
that was a great line.
So
I was on the Bay Bridge.
What about this? Because I'm thinking about it this way. Who's been, what position group's really been bad or underachieved? Isn't it the offensive line and the defensive line?
And
here's what I'm saying. Okay. What's wrong with the 49ers offense? Well, I think their offensive line has been subpar. And it
in pass protection, yes. In the run game, they've been pretty good. Yesterday was a great example. And I know that defensively, it's hard to stop the run in the snow.
Yeah, McCaffrey was running.
The O-line had a pretty good game on the ground, I would say.
Mostly the problems they've had have been through the air.
And with penalties, yep.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So, like, I just think if what the line has not performed well, it's made Purdy more of a mobile quarterback, which he can do, but it's not ideal. To think that a bad offensive line or an offensive line having a subpar year doesn't permeate every single aspect of your offense. And like, you know, that's all in the trenches. Can't win if you don't win the trenches. Trenches. Well, guess what? They haven't won in the trenches, and it's impacted everything from Purdy's timing to he's running a little more, but he's throwing it downfield more, not all the way downfield, but more intermediate passes. They go from first in yak to last in yak. Like,
first
that's
in
why
route
it's
separation
all,
to last in
yeah,
route
like
separation.
That's, it's got to be start there is what I would say.
I mean, every football team does. Like, that's why, like, I've long tried to, like, for me, the example that like, always stands out is Kurt Warner's career. And you can be, like, the greatest show on turf and be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. And then you go to the New York Giants and you suck out loud.
Immediately.
And I then can you, picture him now.
And then you go to the Arizona Cardinals and you go right back to the Super Bowl. So what happened in there? Line play dictates everything in the National Football League.
Facts.
Your secondary can't play if your defensive line will not rush the passer. The 49ers do not rush the passer. They can't stop the run or rush the passer. And your quarterback and receivers and running backs, everybody who's dynamic suddenly doesn't look dynamic.
So we need to slow down on Debo slander?
Well, I just think that all of these things are a chain link fence. You can point to whoever you want to point to.
Because when I see him run the ball on the kickoffs, I'm like, dude is still.
How
do you get him the ball?
I do not think Debo has lost a step.
Okay.
That's what you're asking.
Okay.
I do not think he's lost a step. All right. I think that there are.
A byproduct.
I think there are 100 things going on. And it's not to say that he's blameless. He hasn't played well. But yeah, like I don't. I just think we were prone when frustrated to go to the easy spot. Fire the coach. Don't sign the quarterback. Yeah. The GM's lame. Bosa sucks. Let's move on. It's a good question, Steiny. What the hell's going right? Who's playing well?
Kittle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, they didn't like his targets yesterday.
And one of them was sound I was going to next.
Yeah, but one of them was 2 feet away from him, and he dropped it.
I got you.
So.
But for him to voice it, Dibs, that to me, and I'd say, and it wasn't Kyle, I don't know who it was at.
But for him to say
he was open a few for Kittle, I'm like, that's heavy to me on the guru computer. Like, he normally doesn't do that. So, and you're right, he dropped that one, Willard. But for him to say that, like, I've been open.
Well, he said, I only went out.
I was like, wow.
I only went out on like 6 routes is the first part of it, which is kind of saying to Kyle, hey, Kyle, I'm more than just a lead blocker. And Steiny is right, I think, about the success in the ground game. He stayed in a lot, and they were able to run the ball. So that was clearly.
But some of those holes were right up the gut.
He said that their plan was going to be to really emphasize the ground game because of, you know, Brock still with the bum shoulder getting better and those conditions. And one thing that I was listening to yesterday after the game is because Brock is a timing passer, when you're in the snow, the timing is going to be off. So he's more of a finesse quarterback where it's, get to my back foot, and I know that right now if I throw it, the receiver will break and it'll be open. But when you're in the snow, you don't know if the guy's going to fall down. So it's more a case where Josh Allen can just stand there. And how many did you see where he just stood in the pocket, like literally cemented and just waited and then whoop, just whipped it out. That's not the way Brock plays QB.
There's also, by the way, like I only ran 6 routes. Well, there were only 36 passes attempted in the entire football game.
Yeah.
The whole football game.
But on those other 30, he's saying that he didn't even get a chance to go out. He was staying in to block.
That's both teams. That's both teams, right?
So 36 passes in the whole
In the game.
Probably only had 18.
So, like, this was not a run route game. Like, this was a. You're playing in
the
blizzard.
There's some frustration, though, Willard, for him to feel like there were 35 for him to voice that.
I'd be pretty annoyed if they weren't all completely at the end of their rope.
I felt like he was annoyed.
Aren't you?
No doubt.
Who's not at the end of their rope with the Niners?
I'm getting close to it. I'm not at the end of the rope.
Do you know what I mean, though?
I do, but like the many 49ers. People are at the end of the rope, like you're saying, like the fire this and the cut that and the don't sign this and bubble wrap and, let's move up in the draft. That, to me, is when you're at the end of your rope. I'm not even close to the end of my rope at 5-7.
3.5 point favorites.
No, you still, the math is there. It's just like,
three and a half point favorites on Sunday.
If Vegas calls these games right, you win. Arizona beats Seattle, and the Rams lose.
It can
and
happen.
All of a sudden, now it's a big old snuggle fest.
And then you play the Rams.
I'm learning from my guy. Get to 500 before you talk about the playoffs. Well, but in this sense, it's different because you're right. Arizona blow. I think they blew that game.
The Atlanta Hawks made the playoffs last year at 30-52.
No, it happens. But that's your saying.
No, but so let's do that. Let's get to 500 and then let's talk.
Chicago.
They may
win. Who's after Chicago?
Huh?
Who's after Chicago?
The Rams.
Oh, that's the Sunday Rams. Night game.
No.
It's a Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah.
I keep saying 13 days. That's right. It's like 10. You got two home games.
Yep. Thursday.
You got two home games in 10 days. Let's see if they can win them.
Math is not there.
Well, you can't bring...
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You can't say we're in our Super Bowl window, pay Ayuk, pay McCaffrey, pay Williams, have Kittle, and then at 5-7 say, well, now we got to pull the plug. It's like, no,
yeah.
You're not out of it yet. You have to let these guys go as far as they can take it until it's over.
And I guess that would be my question. What does pull the plug look like to me?
Well, it's already pulled for you with the Garrido.
You want the backups in? They've all been in. Right. They've been in all year. Yeah.
But like, no.
There are rookies around all over the secondary.
It's this. Can Bosa play on Sunday?
If he can,
he should play.
Right. Yep.
Of Fred, course. Where you at? Yeah, I've done it all year. I'm going to keep doing it. Fine. Trent, we know you're going through a lot. What do you think about this upcoming Sunday? You know what? Probably not. Okay, we'll deal with that. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like, but you can't say, George Kittle, you know what? Let's save him for next year. Like, these are the guys that deserve to get eliminated or to get beat.
I guess the only answer someone would give that I think makes sense if you're like, oh, shut it down, right?
Gotcha. You're
saying you want a better draft pick. I get it. I'm not there. I'm not. That's just my opinion.
I get it.
I'm not. Let's be done so that instead of being 14th,
it was just for Warner.
Maybe
though,
we could be 8th. Like, I'm not there. You. I'm not there. Yeah. And it doesn't matter to me that, like, yeah, but where's it going? Let's say they did scrap into the playoffs. I don't know.
Man.
Yeah, they'll probably get their butts kicked. Probably go to Philadelphia and lose by 14.
Before I get out of here, hooped yesterday, felt the sweet potato pie. I got my consultation with Abundant Life. Anything I need to know?
Oh, yeah, look at you.
They don't draw blood and tell me if I'm diabetic and all that.
It's a great.
Are you scared of needles? No, I did that before. I don't want somebody else to do it, but what do I expect?
Just be open to a program that's going to change the way you approach your meals.
If watching him is any indication, you're about to eat a lot of lettuce.
Yeah.
Not the bank account kind. Actual romaine.
Lettuce
is normally referred to a different substance. Off one lettuce on the other. So, but yeah, congrats and good luck.
Well, congratulate him yet.
Yeah, right.
All right. But hasn't lost an ounce.
How much did you gain over Thanksgiving break, Stein?
Yeah. I didn't ask him today.
I stay the same.
You do?
Well, if I gain 5, I just.
You just drop it.
Stop eating for 2 days.
There we go.
I'll tell you one place where I don't mad do it.
Hey, you metabolism people. You got to be careful.
I've seen him in action.
Yeah.
I've seen 3-day weekends with him, and he's right. He might have put on 6, and then 2 days later, 6 is off. Back to the number.
All right. You want to talk more?
I love you, man. I really do. You get on my nerves, but I love you,
man. I'm glad you'd love me. And this is normally when I would tell him I love him back.
Yep. You guys get to do this 4 more times this week.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
And you know where we're going to do it, Mark?
Where, Stiney?
We're doing it on 95.7 The Game.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.